Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
I would notice that the people that would get better were the ones that had some perspective on healing their past, but the people who had really deep, dark histories, people who had like a story of suffering that they were holding on to, that they couldn't get over, like a trauma that they haven't been able to overcome, a breakdown of a relationship that they're still holding on to resentment towards. To the degree you're holding on to that resentment, you're not going to get as good outcomes.
It's episode 230 of the Simply Human Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick. Two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it is Guni Sadhi.
We're close.
We already interviewed him. We're going to start doing that. Anyway, let me intro Guni. He has family roots in Ayurvedic medicine, which stretch across generations. But he didn't personally understand the power of Ayurveda until tragedy struck. We talk about the loss of his younger brother when he was growing up and how that affected him. He has an 18-month-old son. He's the CEO of Uveda. We talk all about that. Really good guy. There's a really, and we're not going to give it away, there's a surprise about where he is. It's a big surprise.
All of love.
Okay.
Surprise.
I'm
not like.
I'm itchy.
I'm on the moon. Hey guys, I'm on SpaceX right now.
I'm itching.
Yes. Why are you itching right there?
Can you see my peeling?
You're kind of red. It's hard to tell. You got too close to the computer there.
Shut up. I got a really bad sunburn, and I started peeling. And I have this. My dad used to get really badly sunburned, and then we would like think it was great to like peel his peel off.
Gross.
And my children could not get enough of the peeling of the skin off of my back.
You're a freaking animal.
No, it's fine. My kids.
Would you like to know an interesting fact you might not know about me? Okay, we've known each other 40. We've known each other for probably 26 years, 27 years.
You have never been sunburned?
Not one time.
Why? How?
I just don't sunburn.
Oh, really? It's not like you're so careful.
No, I don't sunburn. I don't use sunblock. I don't sunburn. I use sunblock now because I know there's like, you know, I don't want to get cancer and stuff.
And now we will put a montage across the screen of all the pictures of Rick at the beach, and you're wearing like hats and like long sleeve shirts, like pants.
I didn't wear sunscreen probably at all until I was like in my early to mid 30s because I was like, well, I don't want to get skin cancer. But you've seen me at the end of the summer times when we would spend every day at my
pretty
pool.
Pretty
like,
dark.
I just get super crazy dark.
Yeah.
But, like I don't burn.
Huh. That's weird.
And maybe it's because like I would gradually like ease into it. I wouldn't be like, all right, first day of summer, 10 hours outside. But like, I just don't, it's not.
I don't think so. There's something going on with your skin.
I might now because I don't spend quite as much time out in the sun. But like.
If there was a quiz and it said true or false, Rick has never been sunburned, probably would have put false.
Well.
I'm sorry.
The more you know.
What else? I don't really. Oh, this. I got our t-shirts.
Yes.
You
heard from a very satisfied Simply Human today that she got her shirt.
Really? And then David Connor, Simply Human Zone, got his. Jason King was wearing his new shirt, has an old shirt. Got a lot of good feedback from the Jason King. I want to do that. We're going to do that again.
Okay. So
that little format.
A few years ago, some of you who've been listening for a while may remember this. We started doing like these little kind of short episodes that were like maybe 10 or 15 minutes long, just addressing like one or maybe two questions.
We called it Simply Human Capris.
No, we didn't. We called it Simply Human Shorts.
Oh, right. I knew it was.
Your genitals. They were short. And so we called it Simply Human Shorts. And so that's what we want to start doing now, but we want to start doing, you know, the Zoom, you know, the recording like we do with Jason. So if you have a question, a burning question.
I got this burning.
My burn with IP. Not that question, Mark. You can ask that to your doctor.
Which is the tip of the week.
If you have a question, obviously, if you have a question for me, I probably can't answer it because I don't know anything. I'm just here for the laugh.
You're just here because hockey's not on right now.
Well, if you have a question, you know what? If you have a question about hockey, we will do a hockey show. If someone writes in with a legitimate question about hockey, we will do a Simply Human Short.
You dare volunteer me for that?
No one will do it. No one will do it at all. But
what could be the, what's my hockey like to you?
What's my hockey to you? Well, first of all, that's a sentence that doesn't make any sense with those words in that order. So you're gonna have to
like
take
when
the
you start
soup and scramble it
like
around.
When you that's got it. That has to be the end. Remember. when it's like when you start talking about hockey, I'm like, I don't care anything about hockey. I hate hockey. Shut up. What topic do I talk about that you like phase out on?
None, because I'm your friend. I'm interested in what you're interested in.
You're such a butthead.
I'm very interested in your mountain biking.
Oh, there it is. Mountain biking.
Except for the time you fell off and fell onto a cactus.
And pinned my eyelid shut with a cactus
and when
needle.
When you tried to throw something, some specific item away while you're mountain biking on the mountain biking trail.
That is a story that if I told right now, no one would believe. No one would believe if without a backstory. And even then,
you don't think?
No, can't do it. Everyone knows. There's lots of people that know what we're talking about.
We can just use different words.
No.
We can use more generalized
We can't terms. Even, if we even hint at what it was, I'll have to just edit it all out. I can't. Sorry. Let's just say it's something that I kept wrapped up in a plastic sack hidden in my garage for several years. That's all we can say.
So if you have a burning question, 99% of them are going to be about something for Mark, and the 1% is something
hockey.
Ridiculous for me. Send us an email. Mark is at simplyhumanlifestyle@gmail.com. I'm simplyhumanrick@gmail.com, and I've started to check my email, so I will read it now. Let's get more active on social media. Right now, our Facebook page is really the best way. So the Simply Human Facebook page. What are you doing?
Sorry, I was looking for something. Couldn't find it.
You don't say.
Facebook.
We should probably start getting more active on like Twitter and Instagram and stuff. But so send us an email or you can call us at the Simply Human Hotline, 530-42-HUMAN. You just leave us a voicemail. We want you to actually be on the show with us.
Yeah,
so
that'd be fun.
See you face to face. We can connect with you. So let's do that. Let's get that going.
Perfect. Rick.
Yes.
You know how there are certain things during all this that you can't find? Toilet paper, ammunition. Like, there's just, right? There's
Don't
just,
get me started.
Yeah, no. Now. There's just certain things that, like, we're out of. For a while,
yes,
we were out
things
of
that are difficult. Like at Kroger, I went shopping, grocery shopping.
Clorox wipes.
To two meat purchases, which your mom would be very upset about.
Oh my gosh! I'm not going to tell this story. I have a better story. I was going to tell you about this freezer that I sold on Facebook in like 2 seconds because you can't. Nobody can find freezers are another thing like that. Let me tell you a Simply Human Be Prepared story. Okay, it's good to
the floor.
It's good to be prepared, and I'll tell this fast, and then we gotta go because it's 9:30. Okay. So we have a propane grill, bragging my gosh, and Jen, my wife, has started enjoying grilling. I think this is great. You know, she can do burgers and she'll do steaks, and she does some sausages out there. It's great.
Steaks on a propane grill, huh?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh. If you don't have, I'm not gonna cook it on the oven.
Mark,
I'm not gonna have
a charcoal grill.
Oh, I had one.
Kettle.
It's just anyway. So recently, actually, during all this stuff, whenever it was hard to find all this things, I kind of went through this exercise of like, what would be good to have in case there's a run on stuff. You know, not to like stockpile toilet paper or anything, but one of the things that I checked during all that, when I was in that like kind of like preparation mode, was fire extinguishers. You know where this story is going.
I do not at all.
So I bought like
I know exactly where this
so
is
I bought,
going.
I, you're
right
like,
on the way.
So I bought a 2-pack fire extinguisher, one for the home, one for the kitchen. There's like different like chemicals, right? Had this one in the kitchen, and I'd have even just, within the last 6 weeks, and I'd even just like checked it, make sure it was still there and didn't like disappear. We are trying to move, so I have 3 bedrooms.
The disappearing fire extinguisher. You got it at a magic shop.
The kids' rooms are like this. Let's say I have child 1 here, child 2 here, child 3 here. We were going to move child 3 bed into child 2's bed into this. We rotated all the beds, and they all have their own room now. It was this huge, imagine trying to move three beds, a bunk bed, these big beds. There's mattresses, there's slats everywhere. It's chaos on Friday. Jen is trying to cook some jalapeno cheddar sausage, which is my favorite. And we keep calling her in like, hey, Jen, come here. We need you to, you know, like we, she's like trying to cook, but we keep like distracting her to come in. Well, she comes in for a second and then kind of gets distracted. She goes back out. I am like trapped under a mattress in the hallway. And I hear her screaming. What I thought she was saying was spider at first. She was saying fire. Okay. She went outside and lifted the lid to the grill. When the oxygen hit it, it was just like backdraft. Right. She turns the propane off, has the presence of mind to like turn the propane off.
It's good at least.
But it's like it is going, right? Like our neighbors, after all this was over, like run over and they're like, is everything okay back there? I hear fire. I click on the, I'm very calm. I'm going to go under the sink. I get my non-disappearing fire extinguisher. I went outside. I pulled the pin. I shot it at the grill and the fire went out. Thank you.
Why'd you have to shoot it? Could you not have just like let it go?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, she turned the propane off.
It was it, but it kept like the, it was a grease fire, so like it was was huge and like billowing up to the.
That's kind of why it's better to grill on charcoal, but that's fine.
It could still happen.
You know, you have open flames. You have heated charcoal briquettes. You don't have open.
Sorry, Mr. Cookman.
That's my name, Mr. Cookman, Leonard Cookman.
Durwood Pickle. So the moral of the story is, if you don't have fire extinguishers in your house right now, I said that to somebody recently. I was telling that story, and this person was like, well, I have homeowner's insurance. I was like, oh my God, I guess that's something.
Okay.
Yeah. Get a fire extinguisher, Rick.
I will get one, actually, now that you say that. That's something I need to get.
Thank you. I also bought, when I went to go replace that fire extinguisher, bought one of those old weather radios. Remember those? Little FM AM weather radio?
I do, because periodically at the police department, this is one of the best parts about being a cop, by the way, is the discount on coffee and food, but also periodically people will just bring a whole bunch of stuff up there to donate. Like, you know, those little canary, like
birds.
Kind of looks like an Alexa, but it's like a motion sensor camera that's Wi-Fi connected.
Yes.
Some company came and brought like 400 of them one time, so everybody got one for free. Dang. Well, someone came and donated like a million weather radios, and I was like, I don't need that. Well, it was one like a few weeks ago.
Internet went out.
This like
electricity went out.
Awful screeching inside somebody's office. It was my deputy chief's office, and the door was locked, and he had it set to like all Texas tornado warnings or something, and it was like like we thought the whole building was gonna go up, and we had to like figure out how to get in there and turn it off. It was the most horrific sound ever.
Just, okay, we're getting to the interview. Can you see Roger?
He's not alive. Your dog is not living.
Can you see him? He's freaking out. Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's really freaking out. He's freaking out major. He's just freaking out like
Frisky. It's a joke for three. Okay. So we have a really good talk. We've already talked to him. Yes. And we talked to him about his birthday, the body that makes you sick and make you better, coming full circle, feeling emotions, crying, panic attacks. Emotions are energy in motion. Dr. Joe Dispenza and making...
And strangling your children.
And making babies giggle. Here he is. We're recording. This is all going to be on. So just it's funny. People are like, oh, we're recording. Like, yeah, we've been recording for 10 minutes. Rick, the first time we did video, I was like pointing down, like, subscribe here. And when I watched it, I was pointing like
okay, so
to
I
the other.
That, like, they have our Hollywood squares in different spaces.
Different,
depending on the computer. So like, I've been doing this thing where like, I'm with stupid right here. But
then, you're
like,
pointing the other way.
Me.
So you are the stupid one. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, as you just found out on our call on the phone, we will record an intro. So time travel talk. We will record an intro that the listener has already watched and listened to. How is that going to work on the video? Well, I'll make it work. It's all fun and new. So you give us. So we've done an intro. I've got your kind of that one sheeter that was sent to me. Give me your story. No, Rick. Why did you let me forget the birthday game?
we do a thing, and we can't explain why because we don't remember how we started doing this.
I've got some tea. Really, I'm just drinking my tea real quick. Just while you're
have your pinky up here. So Mark and I each get two guesses at your birthday.
Okay.
I don't know why we started doing this. We need to go back and listen to old episodes to see how.
That is a good point.
The ground rules are you can't like, ooh, that's close, or like no hints, just yes or no.
I'm checking the PDF I got sent to see if maybe his birthday.
Make sure it's not in there.
You trying to cheat?
Yeah. Oh, we have a cheater on.
I actually nailed it one time right on the button.
Nice.
It's crazy random.
And then so you each get two guesses.
Yes, we each get two.
I'll go first. I always go first. No, Rick always goes first. You have to go first because it eliminates a day.
Yeah. But a friend of mine who listens to the show, we kind of conspired and we started researching the guests' birthdays. And for like 2 months, I like nailed them on the button every time. And Mark was like, dude, you need to go play the lottery. And
shut up.
Figured out that
hey, before we continue, Rick, you need to increase your level one, the bottom left.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good.
Say it again.
More. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Do your main mix.
Okay. Main mix. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8,
I think your microphone is your computer microphone. So get real close to your computer and see if that changes anything.
Is this helping at all?
It is.
Okay.
So let's not. Well.
Give me 1 second.
I can go in and edit this.
I figured it out.
I usually don't edit.
Okay, how about that?
That's
there we go. Okay.
You're really hot. So turn your main mix down just a little bit.
Okay. Main mix down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
seven.
Better. Okay.
Good?
Here we
better?
Go.
Okay. Perfect. All right. All right, so I go first to narrow the odds because I'm the only one who's ever got it. And so now by the time Mark guesses, he'll have a 1 in 364 chance of getting
this
it.
This year,
so
it's a 366 chance.
That's true. I don't think about you, even though I'm a leap year kid, I don't think about that. All right, so July 20th.
What am I supposed to say? Yes or no? Okay, no.
Okay. He's very confused. Yeah. He's like, now what? You said July 20th?
Yes.
I'm going to go June 21st.
No. I wish I could give you guys a clue, man. That would be nice.
September 9.
No.
9-9. Okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to say we just had it. I'm going to say May the 4th.
No.
Ah!
Okay. What is it?
So it was interesting. You said, I mean, you guys are kind of all hovering around the summer. It's November 26th.
Thanksgiving sometimes falls on that day.
Yeah.
He is like, I know. It ruins my birthday every now and then.
No, it's funny. It kind of has because Black Friday gets played over. Like, you know, when I was little, when I was getting gifts, I'm like, wait, so we're not doing this right now? They're like, no. We'll go in the morning at 5 a.m. I'm like, I don't want to wake up that early to go shopping.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday. And they throw a bucket of water on your face.
Yeah.
Time to wake up and go shopping. Yeah. We're going to the trade villa. Oh, that's like
the what?
Like Canton, like in Canton
Trade Villa.
Where are you? Where are you calling us from tonight?
Dallas, Texas.
Really?
Yeah, I noticed one of you guys had a Dallas or a Texas number, right?
Hold on, we both do.
Actually, we're both in Texas. I am currently in Fort Worth.
Whoa.
Where in Dallas? What part of Dallas?
Plano. Like, people don't know Plano, but
No. We
Dallas.
Both are from Plano. I went to Plano East. Mark went to Plano High School.
Where? You guys are in Plano right now?
No. That's where we went to high school.
Okay. I was going to say, man, let's get off and let's just meet up.
I know. That's like,
now, right?
Hold on. So right where George Bush and 75 intersect is where I grew up.
Nice. So are you guys familiar with Willow Bend Mall?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm my house is like 5 minutes from
that. What?
Oh, wow.
How long have you been there?
I grew up pretty close to each other. We were right by Colin Creek Mall.
Yeah.
I think it's shut down.
Anymore.
Yeah.
It's burned down to the ground.
I've been here for about a year and a half. I was a Seattleite my whole
dang,
life.
Dang. What are the chances of all the places we talk to people in Canada, in Australia, all over the place, and you're in like the city where we grew up?
That's neighborhood,
crazy.
Yeah.
That's
cool, man.
Insane.
It's a good place, isn't it? I mean, Texas is nice.
Yeah, I remember when.
Well, it's not going to be nice here in about a month because it's going to be 120 degrees outside all the time.
I went through one summer. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, it's brutal, but man, have you been in a Florida, like South Florida?
I've been in South Florida, but not during the summertime.
That is this, like, put that kind of heat, but then sticky. Like, that's, I can't take that. I mean, I'll take this dry, sometimes muggy heat, but that's a different type of heat.
Like, be really hot, and then we're going to pour honey all over your naked body. And that's South Florida. Oh, he's drinking tea as well.
Oh, I am. I don't have the, I don't have the little, you know, the little thing hanging on.
To prove, yeah, it's really just like tequila, seltzer. And I just throw like the little strings out of it, like, oh yes, it's
nice,
tea.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so what is that? Rick puts on his beer.
I just want to say thank you for having me on, guys. This is really, you know, I'm honored, and really, it's going to be fun. The team over there at Lemon Pie, you know, told
yes.
me all about you guys, and kind of told me, like, you know, you guys love to have fun, and it's already evident, and I'm really excited.
Mark thought you said the team at Lemon Party.
Shut up.
Is that
if you're not familiar with that,
don't
Google that on your work.
Google it.
Look at that at your work computer.
Lord.
Or
okay.
Everyone looking at your screen.
Okay, let's right. get.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
Mark, put it in the show notes.
He's just Googling it as you said it, and then just like leave the conversation immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I am out of here.
You guys just see me do this all of a sudden.
can we try this again in 10 minutes? Okay. Give us your background. Give us your story in your own words. Like I said, I've already kind of given the formal intro, but you tell us your background and kind of how you got to where you are right now.
Correct. So, you know, first of all, like I said, thank you guys so much for having me. It's really nice to get to share this. My story is I grew up in a household full of people that are about natural remedies. My dad is an Ayurvedic and naturopathic doctor, I think, as you guys may know about my background. So what that means is that he was an Ayurvedic doctor in India. So it's actually licensed in India and they can practice. But over here, it's not licensed yet. So he knew that in order to be taken, first of all, in order to be legally be able to practice and to be taken seriously, he wanted to get licensed. And the only thing close enough was naturopathy. So he went to Vassar University and got his naturopathic license and started practicing as a naturopathic plus Ayurvedic doctor in Seattle, Washington. Hence kind of what I mentioned, Seattle. So my whole life, guys, I've grown up in eating organically in season. You know, while other people were in the line in getting pizza in the cafeteria and chips, I was bringing the homemade food. And now what many people, if you've eaten Indian food, roti and rice and dals and all that stuff and home cooked. I was the kid with the tin tiffin, and everyone's like, what are you eating? I'm like, man, I wish I could have that pizza too. But now I look back and I say,
you're like,
no,
trade you? Anybody?
Yeah.
No? Come on, please. End my streak. No one will trade with me.
Absolutely. So, but what was even more fascinating was when I'd go to his clinic and I would see how people would come in, just some people would come in just frustrated with how they felt. And others would come in just wanting answers, knowing that there's something else out there, that they don't need to keep on taking drugs or they don't need to keep on going from one doctor to the other. And he empowering them, being like, hey, look, I remember this one thing that he told somebody, and I remember his patient's eyes just lighting up. And sometimes he would allow me in the room, of course, and with people's permission, because I was curious. I mean, I was like 7, 8 years old. And he told this one patient once, he goes, do you not think that the same body that can make you sick can also make you better? And as soon as he said that, like the person's like, I remember it was a pause. And that person, that to me felt like forever, but that person was taking that in. And then lifestyle changes, diet changes were made out to him. And then you could just see the impact and empowerment and people taking charge of themselves, knowing that they have this ability to heal. When you just kind of get out of the way, this narrator sometimes needs to be put on pause and the body can do its own thing. My father also says your body is your best pharmacy, and nothing could be truer of that. So growing up in that environment, I also was exposed to, my father also, him and his brothers have a supplement company that they sell to doctors. So I spent a lot of time, I have about 15 years of experience in the supplement industry. Again, they sell primarily to professionals. So I grew up around that. I grew up in that market. I understood what it took from the sourcing to making the products and everything like that. But I would say that full circle, my knowledge and depth of Ayurveda, the meditation, the yoga, the eating right, didn't come full circle until 2006 when my younger brother died in a car accident. And it's kind of interesting. The circle of life, if we can kind of call it, right? Usually your oldest person passes, then your parents, then you. It's that's the preparation. But when you throw it completely the other way, this was my younger brother, the youngest, you know, sibling that I have. When he goes first, there is nothing nobody can prepare you for. There's no manual written. There's nothing. I mean, even people that have experienced it sometimes had a hard time to be like, how to portray it. So when that happens, your mind goes into an extreme fight or flight. I remember during the whole funeral that me, my family, we were complete zombies. I can recall certain events. I went up there and I gave a speech, but if you were to ask me what
you said, I have
no idea. I don't even know how long it was. I don't know if I wrote it down. I don't know if I remembered it. I don't know what I said. But then the interesting part comes is 6 months later, when I actually wanted to move on, when I had kind of said, okay, I really want to move on. Like, I think I need to. And going back, I think this piece of advice is what I heard that I misinterpreted. Everyone came up to me since I was the older son. Everyone came up to me and said, look, guys, like, look, Gunny, you have to be strong. You have to be strong. You have to be strong for your parents.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And Matt and Rick, I interpreted that to mean that I had to be a stone, like just an absolute, just iced out, just completely no emotion, no nothing. And I'll tell you guys that right now, it's the worst piece of advice that I interpreted. It was well-meaning. People didn't know what else to say, but I'll tell you, the strength comes in the expression. Crying is a natural grieving process. Feeling those emotions is natural. And so going back to 6 months, all that had compressed. So can you imagine just on top of the one, top of the other, on top of the other? I didn't cry. I didn't really get to experience what it was. I just held it in. 6 months later, I had a full on, my first ever panic anxiety attack. And I fell the next day into a deep depression. It built up into suicidal thoughts. I couldn't function in school. I dropped a quarter in college. I didn't want to get out of bed. I felt like absolute crap. And I'm sorry. I hope I can say that.
You can. Thank you. That's I was just about to say, man, he hasn't cussed yet. And that's not cussing. But we had a guest on a couple times ago that I had to really get my bleeping tool out a lot. So thank you for
appreciate. Yeah. So, and thankfully, you know, and a lot of people, I tell the story, they're like, wow, how lucky are you to have your dad? I said, I'm extremely grateful, but I'll be honest with you guys. I think even if my dad wasn't in my life, I knew that life was not about feeling this way. I was so at the bottom, guys, that I knew nothing else mattered to me than to get better. So one day I finally was like, this is enough. I feel absolutely horrible. Like, I have no lust for life. I don't laugh like I used to. I feel like crap. I'm constantly in pain. And I just don't feel good. I went to my dad and he diagnosed me with PTSD right away. I mean, he knew the symptoms, but he was like, you know what? I really wanted you to come up to me and tell me, because there's a difference. I know then you are ready to open up and talk and discuss and actually take action rather than me just say, hey, I really think you're going through something. There's a difference. When I did that, you know, he told me something that was really, to this day, just means a lot. He said, I have put 5 people in my lifetime, and he's seen probably over 600,000 to 700,000 people in his life. Jeez. Like patients. And he said, I've probably put 5 people on anti-anxiety, anti-depression medication. And it's not that I wanted to. 3 of the 5 just almost forced me. And one of them needed it with conjunction. But he goes, I know there's a better way. And honestly, I don't want my son to be the sixth one. Hmm. And what he did was we, first of all, understood how to express the emotions the right way, how to grieve, finally how to grieve, understand the relationship with my emotions, what my emotions truly meant, change up my diet and lifestyle, and most importantly, introduced herbs that are really adaptogens that help me, that move, that calm the mind, that bring back the balance. And guys, within 30 to 45 days, and I'll be honest, the first 2 weeks, no changes. I mean, I kept going because I knew, I was like, I took his word for it. I saw it. But then within 30 to 45 days, complete shift. My body, it was almost like, I remember that one day very clearly. It was almost like something had just completely washed away in my whole body. This lightness felt, I felt alive again. And you know how people describe it, like this cloud does vanish. It's true. It does feel like that. There is something heavy that just goes away. Hmm. And after that, I mean, I was blown away at what my own body, I took nothing. I mean, it was all just taking different things like eating right, expressing herbs. It wasn't like I went to the prescription route. And fast forward a little bit, I got my MBA and I was like, look, I have to give this back. I have to share because I can't imagine how many people are probably going like this that need this. And hence why I created Uveda with the team and why what we wanted to give back to share the beautiful philosophy of Ayurveda. And if I can do it, I know there's a way if we could teach them how to replicate it, others can do it as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. You mentioned kind of being up in the in office with your dad. I have a similar story. So my dad owned a bakery at Parker and Independence right there in Plano. Still a Taco Bueno there, I believe. And when I was about 7 or 8 years old, he would take me up there like on Saturdays or whatever. And Rick, I don't know, you probably know the story. So I had snuck out under the counter. This isn't a similar story at all, other than the fact that I was with my dad at work. Hold on, Rick, I can't hear you. Why? What's going on with you? You're muted. Anyway, so I went out and was underneath the counter playing around with the boxes or something, and my dad didn't know I was out there, so he comes out and he's like helping the customer. Hey, how's it going? What can I get for you? And he didn't know I was under there, and I started like pulling his leg hair, like under the counter, and he was like. Like trying to like kick me away, like stop it, and then they left and he's like, get out from under there, like idiot. So I was gonna ask, did you ever like sneak in, you're under the exam table, like, you know, when you're not supposed to be there, kind of.
That is a very similar story in that you both have fathers.
That was the only similarity of the stories. Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, like the whole, the client, you know, doctor thing, I was always, he would bring me in if it was okay with the patient, yeah, just to kind of observe, but yeah, no, I couldn't get under the table. It would be very uncomfortable.
Like, I see you, you're right there. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
Well, let's talk about this. So, the antidepressants, I know we've talked a lot, it seems like the last few weeks on the show, about how we are designed to be exposed to variation, and we are designed to be exposed to hot and cold and night and dark and, or not, those are the same things, light and dark and day and sun. But like, and as far that is a physical thing, but that's also, my dog is down here having a nightmare or something and he's freaking out. He might be dying. With our moods, like, we're designed to be really happy and also really sad. And I think, you know, if you come in and you just try to make it steady and aren't exposed to that variation, you're going to have some problems. Is that kind of how you look at it?
Well, see, I think that with the experience, and I just want to say, like, antidepressants, I'm not completely against them, but I just know there's a better way. Like, the thing that's so scary to me, and what was scary to me at that time, was the number one side effect, and actually even number two, the number one side effect is increase in suicidal thoughts.
Oh, geez.
When you're there, and that's the number one side effect, how on earth, at least in my experience, do you expect me to go there? Like, that, right. That's the scariest thing ever. Your mind is already playing tricks on you. To answer your question, yes, I do. That's what life is, right? Up and down, and constant ebbs and flows. But I think the thing that I learned was that you can come to this power or this understanding, and this is where I say the strength is, that you can literally observe or let yourself feel the extreme high and the extreme low. But if you allow it to, if you allow yourself to feel it, it does pass. It doesn't stick around. So you can experience that, be like, hey, you know, this feels amazing. And you can experience the pain too. And it, and if you allow it, emotions are simply energy in motion. That's why it's called emotion. When you allow it to do what it does, it vanishes, you know, and it may take a few times. That's what it did to me. But when I allowed to express it and just do what it's doing, it doesn't bother me. It's kind of like becoming the observer. If you meditate or you're familiar with the meditation, it's almost like becoming the observer. Like, you allow what needs to come up and express, and you can be there. And it is difficult. I'm not saying that. Even I've meditated a lot, but it's difficult to feel those, but it is possible. And I think that is the true strength and the true power.
I pointed because when you said you become the observer, I was going to ask you about mindfulness meditation and how that all, you know, and so they call that a practice, because if you don't practice doing that, whenever you're just sitting alone and you have that space to practice, whenever like the time comes for you to like, you know, like go gadget mindfulness, like it's not there, you know? And so is that, you know, Ayurvedic?
Yeah. I mean,
is that, am I saying it's that right? I always say that wrong.
So Ayurvedic is much more like, yeah. If you're talking about like Ayurveda is the complete. So, you know, it's the life knowledge. That's what it means. Veda is knowledge. Ayur is life. So Ooh. Life knowledge. And Ayurvedic is much more, okay, Ayurvedic supplements, Ayurvedic lifestyle.
I see, it's kind of like that. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's a part of it. And what Ayurveda stresses is there's a balance in mind, body, and spirit. Everything in Ayurveda begins in the mind. Nothing could be truer. And remember when I told you guys that even if my dad wasn't in the picture, I just knew that this is not how life was supposed to be. I had taken what now I can recall, and I think it's a famous Steve Jobs quote, that you can only connect the dots looking backwards. Every time I talk about it, I'm able to see that, yeah, like I was able to take a decision in my mind. It started there first, that right. I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, yeah. And I'm going to do whatever it does. So according to Ayurveda, as the mind can conceive and believe and do, the body will follow. Hmm.
Yeah, that's
well,
like
imagine too,
yeah. If you're sorry,
one of those
Rick,
people
go ahead.
That's been prescribed antidepressants. If you have, major depressive disorder, and a doctor thinks that this is something you need to take, I would imagine combining that with your Ayurveda
yes.
would absolutely just improve the efficacy of it for sure.
Absolutely, and that's why I said I don't have like I'm not completely against it. I think there's some people that can benefit, like what you're saying, but to me, I was given that choice, and I took something else, you yeah. know. And I know a few friends of mine that were on it as well. And you're right. I think the combination, because it just could work. The herbs, the adaptogens, especially if you use them, they're there to really help your body adapt to stress. And so it could work great in combo. And I've seen it work. My dad has prescribed it. And what happens eventually is the prescription wanes off and the other one does not increase. The other one stays there. And eventually you reach a point where you're like, wow, like I'm good. I don't need anything anymore.
You mentioned where the head goes, the body will follow kind of deal. And so there's this the phrase that I love is the fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And this is like a marriage counseling 101 tip that they tell people that are in marriage, you know, counseling. It's like, all right, you are having trouble connecting, right? Well, to the husband, for instance, like start doing the things. Acting, faking, and behaving in ways that you did when you were in love with this person, right? You're getting flowers. You're going to write sweet notes. You're going to like do things for each other. And then when you do the behavior, then eventually, like a lot of times, not in every case, obviously, but a lot of times, like you start to get the feeling again, right? And so that's like a marriage example. But that really goes to anything. If you want to be the kind of person that like loves going to the gym, go to the dadgum gym and pretend like you love the gym, or pretend like you know, and then eventually like you'll enjoy it. Like,
right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's such a good point. So when I was getting over my brother and moving on from his death, what really also inspired me was I would go passionately into what I've always wanted to do. And what I always wanted to do, I had a fascination of becoming an entrepreneur. And I dove full on into learning what it took to become an entrepreneur and do what and start a business. That also plays with what you're saying, is it diverts the mind from the constant connecting to the past, the trauma, and it reprograms. And that's what you're saying. As the quicker and the more repetition you have in order to, okay, hey, I loved it. When we started a relationship, I loved giving the flowers. So it's a repetition and it'll feel natural and your subconscious picks it up. And when the subconscious picks it up, that's when it's almost like, oh, wow, okay.
And I bet it's easier to fake it till you make it when you're faking something that you've that pattern is already enabled. Like if you've always hated running, you're not going to like fake it till you make it running, because you never had those associations of great feeling with running. You just hate running.
Correct.
So yeah, okay.
The feeling is super important. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The feeling is actually, even in visualization, they say you can visualize, but the minute you add the feeling, that's that secret sauce. Because then what happens is, I'm not sure, do you guys follow Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza? Have you heard of him?
I don't know. I'm
so
going to put him in the show notes.
He's a metaphysicist and just does a lot around the visualization. He says that your subconscious or your mind, when you add the feeling, when you add the feeling and the visualization, it doesn't know the difference,
right?
If it's happening or not. And it thinks it's already
happening.
The
Matrix.
Yeah. So imagine if you can do it over and over again, pretty soon you can become that, you know?
I'm putting drjoedispenza.com in the show notes. He's a neurologist or neuroscientist.
Yeah. Yes.
Very cool. All right. I can't believe this. Let me check. We are almost at 30 minutes. Very quickly, we have a question that we're going to ask you at the end and we'll talk about. But like right now, use this time to kind of promote yourself. Website, where can people find you on the interwebs and all that?
So if people want to learn more about, you know, what we do at UVeda. So what we've done at UVeda is we noticed a gap in the market that consumers were interested in Ayurvedic supplements, but they didn't know where to go. They go to the stores and people don't know exactly what Ayurveda is, prescribe the right one, or they point them to a few brands and the brands, can they trust them? Can they not? What we wanted to do was we wanted to really go in and honor that and simplify the process. So we have 5 different SKUs. One is for digestion, mood, immunity, joints, and body. And we've taken Ayurvedic ingredients and combined them with probiotics, multivitamins. So you're taking ancient science and combining it with modern medicine, and it becomes a really good blend. And these are all produced by our doctors. My father is one of them who helps put the products together. And then there's 2 and 3 other resident doctors that work with us that also help put the formulas together. So it's not just, I'm not sitting in my garage. Just kind of mixing stuff up. No, I mean, this is done professionally. We produce it in a FDA registered facility. It's third party tested. Like Mike, the 15 years of experience that I had in the industry, I want to hold products that, and as a testament, when my wife was pregnant with our son, she took the supplements the whole time and still did, because I knew the safety standards are there. I mean, we had produced it. I can go to the source and I can tell you this is where this herb grew. This is the temperature. This is the climate. So that mattered to me. I know that's a long process, but at the end, it produces the best and highest quality. So people can learn about that on UVeda,
yes.
www.youveda.com. And if they do /podcast, we have a special offer for people listening to this podcast.
Hey, so there you go.
www.youveda.com/podcast.
Sweet.
And you can learn about our products, learn about the story, learn about UVeda, learn about Ayurveda. See, for us, it's also really super important to educate. How can Ayurveda help with stress? How can Ayurveda help with digestion? What about immunity? We even spoke about, you know, other things, especially happening earlier this year, like around how to strengthen your immunity with everything going on with you know, COVID and everything like that.
I'm sorry, what is that? What is COVID?
Yeah, we forgot all about COVID. What is sudden out of the news cycle.
What is COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can follow us at UVeda on Instagram. I also have a podcast as well. Not as cool as your guys.
Well, your guys.
I mean, very few are.
What's the podcast? Is it just the Uveda podcast?
The Balanced Being podcast.
Balanced Being podcast.
Yes, the Balanced Being podcast. And yeah, so Uveda, you guys can, you know, Uveda.com, Y-O-U-V-E-D-A.com. And then if you guys want to check out the thing with about the podcast special, it's Uveda.com/podcast. We're on Facebook, Instagram. And like I said, you know, also have our own podcast as well.
Awesome.
So you can learn about our products. We just launched some essential oil rollers. And guys, if you're interested, let me know and let the guys know. I'll send, you know, samples to you guys.
Awesome.
And,
yeah. That would be great. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I've got your cell number.
Yeah. Exactly. It makes a really good significant other, present as well.
Yeah. So, that's a good idea. You know,
but yeah, that's about us. So
awesome. Okay. So now for the final question.
Yes, sir.
What is something that you enjoy about life, or one thing you do that makes life more enjoyable? A hobby,
now,
just
doesn't
something.
Have to be anything related to what we've been talking about. We had some guy, I don't remember what he talked about. It was like essential oils or something. He's like, I really enjoy essential oils. I'm like, no. Do you like play golf? Like, do you, you jog? What do you do for fun?
So I love that my son is 18 months.
Oh.
What I love to do is I like to pick him up right here. And then right between the neck,
oh,
if you
get
go
the
in
giggles.
Like this,
oh,
okay. Yeah, he'll make a face like he's about to come and attack you. That to me is joy. Like sometimes I'll
Homer Simpson, like,
yeah, no, not that yet.
Where his hair is coming out.
Yeah,
terrible
there,
two, terrible twos, right?
Mine are 12 and 9. You'll be there. Yeah.
So that to me is joy. I mean, I love sports as well. I love to watch sports.
Hold on. Are you like a Seahawks fan?
I am, man. Is this where this podcast ends?
And
we're done. Russell, everyone, come on, man!
He's great.
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Wilson is great.
Yeah. Not Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
And isn't the running back, the crazy running back who
Chris
is hello?
Carson, Marshawn?
No, Marshawn Lynch is on Westworld.
He's on Westworld.
He was in like the last few episodes of Westworld season 3.
He does these random. Yeah, like, he just shows up.
I love him.
Places.
He's great.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
Anyway.
And you know what?
He's
a really
hit the lady with a car in Buffalo and almost killed her.
Yeah,
aside from that,
no one needs to know anything about that. Fred Willard. Okay.
but yeah, I mean that's kind of it's. I mean, what better thing is there than to come home and you know have the little one to just it's the best de-stress thing next to kind of. You know, what else we do. So.
And right now he doesn't smart off to you. So you're in the zone. You're in the perfect zone right now.
Yeah.
We're like,
I'm riding high right now, right? Yeah. It doesn't last that long, correct?
Yeah.
You're right.
I have lots of voice memos and videos of when my kids are 12, 9, and 6, when they were in that age, 11, 9, and 6, sorry, that they were in that giggle phase.
Absolutely.
There's the Seinfeld has the new 1 hour stand-up special, and he talks about his daughter just went to college, and he's like, I'm okay, it's fine, it's okay, because like when you have a little baby, it's like you have a little baby alligator, and it's in the tub, and all your neighbors come over, look at this baby alligator, oh, it's cute, it's fighting my, and then like when they're 18, it's like, I gotta get this alligator the hell out of my house. It needs to be out there killing people, like, this is an insane thing, I can't, so it's like, hopefully that's what happens, because like, thinking about my children like leaving the house, like right now, it's very sad. Okay.
It would be.
Yeah, Rick. Shut up. Awesome. All right. Well, that's it. We did it. That was awesome. And I will put all this on the show notes. I will I'll shoot you my email via text, and then you send me an email, and I'll send you a little follow up email. So and then whenever the show goes up next week.
Perfect. Thank you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope I was able to bring value to your guys's listeners and you know all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's fun, man. This was this was one of the most like low key awesome conversations. Like usually I have a lot of like you know some of the people just like to get into it and I love that too.
Rick's mom.
But sometimes it's nice to just be like have fun conversations too.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what we're all
really
about.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends they can come on our podcast.
How long have you guys been doing this for?
In September will be 7 years. This is you are episode 230.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we have shirts and everything.
Yeah, thank you. And do you guys ever attend any of the conferences in like our industry? Do you guys ever go to like the natural wellness expos or anything
like
only,
that? I spoke at Paleo FX one year.
Okay.
In Austin, and went to that for a few years and haven't done that in a little while, but we both have other jobs. And so it's just, and kids and trying to figure out, I would love to be more active, especially there's lots of stuff in Dallas,
yeah,
to come
yeah,
over cool, and go to some yeah, of that stuff. People,
like, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
If you, would you guys have been there? If we were about to set up schedule to display over there. So.
I wasn't gonna be there, but that's great. I have lots of friends in Austin. My in-laws live in Georgetown, right north of there. So we've got.
We should maybe talk about doing something like
we
that.
We should do a South by Southwest.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Especially when it's not canceled.
Live. That'd be awesome to see live over there, man. I'm sure a lot of people
a
set
live
up
episode.
That would be awesome.
It's a Simply Human podcast.
Awesome.
I would definitely like trick Mark into standing up, and I would pull his pants.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Go Plano.
Then definitely we need to do that.
Yeah. Go yeah, drive around.
Absolutely.
Like southeast, or I guess just south Plano, and be just like Mark and Rick for life. So, because that's what we do.
Exactly who you're talking about.
Awesome. Have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care,
right.
guys.
Thanks,
Thank
man.
You
Appreciate
so much. You. Thank
you.
Take care, guys.
Oh, cool.
It was just us. Now, okay, so now let's do the outro, and then we'll go back to the intro, and then I'll figure this out. I wonder if I'd like do it like this.
Why, when you tell him, like, hey, I'm going to send you a text, do you go, I'm going to send you a text, and then I'll send you an email? Like,
cause it's
we have to know what
Because it's
physical...
video. Well, it wouldn't make sense to go, I'll send you a text and then shoot you an email.
Okay, see, what I was doing was miming, and what you're doing is the Macarena.
I'm taking Spanish.
Two totally different... Oh, well, I'm sorry. I forgot. You're allowed to do the Macarena whenever you want.
When you hit Spanish, too.
Our shared culture.
Yeah, yeah.
My next-door neighbors had a mariachi band in their backyard last night.
What?
I'm just sitting here chilling, and
did
all of a sudden
they have masks on?
Music, and I was like, what in the hell? And I went out in the back, and they had... I guess I'm assuming it was somebody's birthday. They had a small family gathering and a mariachi band. I was like, "Not bad."
Here's time travel talk. I'm itching right here.
Man, the top middle of my back, God, is always itching.
Everybody already knows why it's itching, but you don't because we haven't recorded yet.
Okay.
So we're gonna do that. Tip of the week is get on some antidepressants.
That's not what he said. He said the opposite of that.
Oh, dang.
I would like to throw in my little, you know, medical thing. If a doctor tells you to take antidepressants, they're the doctor.
Yeah.
Take them. But there are a lot of herbal kind of remedies that may boost, though, the efficacy of that.
Yes.
So definitely listen to your MD about, you know, what you should be taking and what you shouldn't be taking. But, like, I would imagine this stuff on top of it probably just boosts the efficacy. So.
Yes. So the tip of the week is listen to your doctor.
There you go.
We are not medical professionals. Yeah. Cool. We need to get this intro recorded because I need to get back to PT.
It's 9:20.
It is. Okay. So.
Saddest thing.
So that is going to do it for this edition of the Simple Human Podcast.
And remember, except for the time you fell off and fell onto a cactus.
So until next time. Enjoy yourself.